Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is it just a creepy old house, or is someone or something still there?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to talk about it. So call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. No commercials, advance episode, access to the archive, all that could be yours. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, Kathy Gordon.
Okay, my answer to the question that you just asked Is it just a creepy old house, or is something there? Something's there. Okay, now we can just go to next story.
Next story. Because, you know, number one, you wouldn't be writing in if you didn't suspect. But the other thing is, so many times you just walk into those old houses and it's like, get that feeling.
Oh, I think something's there.
Yeah.
Something's making it creepy.
I'm with you.
And, you know.
And it's just
a weird feeling. I've been in old houses that aren't creepy, that I walk around and go, well, okay, I'm all right. I'm not feeling anything.
I'm like, okay, but then it is a creepy old house. Maybe there's something here I'm not picking up on. You know what I mean?
Maybe if it was 11 o'clock at night, I would feel differently.
Exactly. Or if I'm trying to go to bed in this creepy old house all by myself because I'm pet sitting for them and the family's gone out of town.
You would never pet sit for somebody
in a
that
creepy
had
old house.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't do that.
No. I'd be like,
can
your pets come to my house?
Yeah.
They're welcome here.
Yeah.
Well, let's just see. So here's a story. It says, I've been meaning to write in for a while, finally decided to share one of the earliest paranormal experiences I ever had. Something that stuck with me well into adulthood. And it all started when I was 4 to 5 years old. At that time, my dad and stepmom had just bought a new house. It was an older home, but I was too young to have any kind of bias about that yet. I remember going with them to meet the real estate agent and tour the place for the first time. The moment we walked through the front door, I felt weird. I didn't know why, I just knew I did not like it. Something in there just felt off. I stayed glued to my dad's side the whole time, refusing to wander more than a few feet away. They bought the place. It was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house. My dad moved in with my stepmom and her twin daughters. Since the twins lived there full-time and I only visited on weekends, They got the bedrooms. I ended up with a couch in the basement. That makes me so sad for this poor child. Oh my God, not only are they the stepsister, but they're the ones who have to sleep on the couch in the basement.
Oh no.
Oh my God. Oh, it gets even worse. So now let me paint a picture of this basement. It was finished and technically livable, but still had that creepy movie basement vibe. Dim lighting, long shadows, that kind of silence that feels heavy. It was the family room, so it had a TV, the second bathroom, and a little play area. During the day, it was fine. Everyone hung out down there, but at night, when I was the only one awake and sleeping on the couch, it was a totally different story. Every Friday and Saturday night, I'd sleep there. And every Sunday night, my dad would take me home. It became kind of a routine. We'd get in the car, parked in the garage, and then my dad would go, "Oh, shoot, I forgot my wallet," and run back downstairs to grab it from the bar. Meanwhile, I'd be stuck in the car alone in total silence and darkness, just staring out at the basement door and the rest of the garage, freaking myself out. The dad. Like, the way they remember this is that that happened every single time, which my guess is it happened once or twice. But
I would definitely, you know, start to say, "Dad, did you remember your wallet?"
Oh, but shoot. Sometimes while I was sitting there alone, the door that led out to the deck would open and shut on its own. No wind, no one else around, just creak open and slowly close. I'd just sit there frozen, wishing I could be literally anywhere else. I remember that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment I knew the house was haunted, when I stopped telling myself it was just an old house with creaky doors, happened one night when I was trying to fall asleep on the couch. It was around 3 a.m. I had the TV on low for some background noise with only a table lamp on. I was facing the wall, and that's when I saw a shadow. It looked like a tall man's shadow cast clearly against the wall. I thought it was my dad coming downstairs for something, so I sat up and looked behind the couch, but no one was there. That's when I remembered the stairs really creak when someone walks down them, and I hadn't heard a thing. I looked back at the wall. The shadow was still there. At this point, my heart was pounding. I checked again behind the couch, thinking maybe I'd missed something or someone was hiding, but nothing. I turned back to the wall again. This time, the shadow was gone. I jumped off that couch, turned on every single light in the basement, and I did not sleep at all the rest of the night. Another time, I was up watching TV in the middle of the night when I heard my dad's office chair creak like someone had just sat down in it. Then his computer monitor that had been idle for hours suddenly flicked on like someone had touched the mouse. That happened more than once. As scary as the basement was at night, the upstairs part of the house made me feel even worse, though I couldn't explain why. Nothing specific ever happened to me up there, but the feeling was so off. I always hated being alone in that part of the house, and I still do. Years later, I was talking to my stepmom about how I'd always had trouble sleeping in that house, and eventually, we got on the topic of ghosts. That's when she told me she had seen the ghost of a tall man not long after they moved in, and later, the ghost of a little boy. I couldn't believe it. I got excited, honestly, not because I wanted the place to be haunted, but because it validated everything I'd seen and felt growing up. I was not crazy, and I wasn't the only one who had seen something. I'm almost 30 now, and my dad still lives there. I visit sometimes, but I haven't spent the night there since I was 16. Even now, when I walk in, I'm on edge. I'm always looking over my shoulder or double-checking dark corners. My dad thinks I'm nuts. He swears the house is not haunted, but after everything I've experienced and everything my stepmom has seen, I know better. That place is definitely haunted. Thanks for letting me share. Love the show.
Back to our conversation in just a second. I'm Tony Bruschi. One of my favorite things about watching my kid learn is seeing that moment when something actually clicks. And there's a lot of those, but as a parent, you know how satisfying that is, not just for them because they're connecting with something, but they're engaged, they're excited, they actually want to keep going. That's exactly what OutSchool does. And I'll tell you what, we've been using it in our house, me and Harper, for almost 5 years now. It's not just a place for lessons. It's a place for your child to follow their curiosity, build confidence, and discover their own happy path to learning. OutSchool offers live personalized online classes and one-on-one tutoring, all built around your child's unique interests, needs, and goals. And the variety is incredible. There's over 100,000 live small group classes taught by expert five-star rated teachers. These aren't just people reading from a book. They're real-world experts who know how to make learning feel alive. Your child could dive into, stuff they may need some help with in school, algebra, something they may be curious about, marine biology. Harper did some classes on Titanic, on creative writing, on there was some crafting stuff she did. There's been so many classes she's taken on there, and she's loved every one of them. And like I said, we've been using it for 5 years. This is an amazing, amazing service. And we've been using them since the beginning. And it's been so fun to watch them grow because they've just gotten better and better as time goes on. They were great to start with, but they're outstanding. Public speaking, digital art, coding, astronomy, it's all there. They can learn about topics they've never even heard of yet. And who knows, one class could spark a passion that shapes their future. It goes well beyond a YouTube video. One-on-one learning with experts, people who can actually help you beyond just a video and beyond just comments. It's really awesome. What I really love is the flexibility. OutSchool works for homeschoolers, public school students, kids with unique learning needs, or families just looking for more enrichment, or kids looking to be challenged and find more things to dive their minds into. And if you're not sure where to start, their learning concierge will help you handpick the perfect classes and build a schedule that fits your family. You can even share credits between siblings, and unused credits roll over so nothing is ever wasted. It's smarter, more inspiring. It's a great way to support your child's education anytime, anywhere. Right now, you can try it for just $1 for your first month when you go to outschool.com/ghost and use code GHOST at checkout. That's outschool.com/ghost, code GHOST at checkout. Your child's next great learning adventure is just a click away. Like I said, me and Harper have been using this for years and love it. You and your kids probably will too. Outschool.com/ghost and use code GHOST at checkout. And try for just $1 for your first month. Outschool.com/ghost.
That's interesting. I do think that would be validating to find out years later, because you would be like, all those nights that I slept in that damn basement, it was scaring me to death. Was it just my imagination?
Well, and I know from my own personal experience that it did validate. Now, did it make me feel better that I was living in a haunted house? No. But that other people, like, for example, there was a family that had lived in the house previous to us, and their kids were a little older than us. They were high school age. And they told me that they had experienced things in the house. Now, I know I didn't walk up to them and say, the house is haunted, you know, or whatever, because you're always worried, especially if you're in middle school and they're in high school, that you're going to look stupid, right? So you're not going to say anything. But they told me. And then I had other people that said they had visited the house or whatever, and they had experiences. After we left, people said that they saw things or whatever, right? Or even when we were living there, people said that they had, you know, experiences or whatever. It's validating to you. Does it make you feel better when you're there by yourself? Not really. But, you know, at least you don't feel like, wow, I'm crazy or something.
It is interesting that they haven't stayed there since they're 16.
Right. And one of the things they said was, I was always on edge. And I know that feeling. And it's an awful way to live.
Mm-hmm.
When you're somewhere and that darkness is just hanging on you.
Oh.
And all you want to do is be out of the house.
I just remember that day we left and we're in the station wagon to leave and that curtain moved in Gary and Cheryl's bedroom.
Like, but somebody explain how the curtain moved. It didn't just move.
Well, it was both of the curtains were closed together. Mm-hmm. So you couldn't have seen in the window. It was a second floor window, but you know, the curtains are closed.
Right.
But it was like somebody just took their hand and pulled one of the curtains to one side, looking out the window.
To look out.
That's what it looked like. Somebody was watching us leave. And I never said a word till all those years later when we were at dinner out in Denver and we were talking about the haunted house. And then I said something about it. And I think all of you guys had seen it.
I think we all turned around to look at that house one last time.
But I was just watching it and watched that curtain just move like that. And I just remember thinking, just the way they felt in the garage, I would literally want to be anywhere else but here. And I just remembered thinking, I am so glad I never have to sleep in that house again.
Yeah, and it's just a tough way to live. It really is. The stress, and it causes anxiety, and, you know.
And you never sleep. You never get a good night's sleep.
We're all snappy with each other, you know, and things. And I just remember leaving and, you know, it just thinking, it just felt so wonderful, you know, just to know I wasn't going to sleep there again.
I know. So, and then we moved into low-income housing and it felt so awesome.
Right. And we were loving it.
Oh, we love this low-income housing. This place is awesome. But it actually was because it was new low-income housing.
Yeah. And, you know, we didn't care if we had to pile on top of each other to sleep. Like, it was this is so much better.
It never had that depressing feeling to it.
Like, these projects are not haunted. Yeah. Like, we that's all we care about.
I didn't care if people knew I lived in the low-income housing, and they all did.
It's not haunted.
Yeah,
that's
it was
all I care.
Not haunted, and that was so much better. So I feel sorry for them having to deal with that. And
I do, too.
And I get
it's
it. Rough. I wouldn't spend the night there again, either. Wouldn't do it.
Absolutely not.
Well, let's go on to another story.
Hi, my name is Mariandy Herrera. I am calling from Colorado, and I just wanted to share my story. I listen to you guys all the time. Like everyone says, it helps me get through my workday. Well, anyways, I have always dealt with paranormal ever since I was a little girl. And this one time, my parents, they weren't home, and I was actually babysitting because I'm the oldest daughter. And I have two other sisters and three other brothers. I got a big family. But anyway, I was babysitting one night, and of course, my sisters and I, we shared a room, and one of my cousins lived with us at the time, and we always kind of used to pick on the youngest sister out of the, you know, us three, and we had a room that we shared by ourselves. Well, it was the four of us, my two sisters and my cousin, and we, of course, we had bunk beds, and they were actually metal bunk beds. They weren't wood, so we had them on each side of the room, and then straight ahead, there was a big window in the middle of, like, the center of the room, well, on the, you know. Anyways, the door didn't lock, and it pretty much, like, it didn't lock at all. And like, if any wind were to go, you know, breeze through the house, that it would push open the door. So, well, one night we were all hanging out, us four and a few friends, just, you know, being typical kids, teenagers, just joking, talking about boys and whatnot. And, I got the idea, hey, we're going to scare my little sister, the youngest one. And so I kind of told my friends and the middle sister and my cousin Sabrina. I was like, so when it comes to, you know, when it comes to this certain point, I want everyone to kind of run out of the room and leave her in the room. And we were all on the top bunk. And so, because she was too little to jump off of the bunk bed, you know, as fast as we could. Well, me being the mean sister I was, I told everybody, go. And then, so we all ran out of the room. And then behind us, we shut the door. And I don't know if the door got jammed or whatnot. Like, I don't see how it could be since it was broken and all. And then my youngest sister, like, we all sat by the stairs just trying to wait to hear her, you know, upset. And all of a sudden I hear her screaming. She was like, I had a family nickname. They call me Nini. And she kept banging on the door, and I was like, oh my gosh, why isn't she not opening the door? And she was hitting the door. She's all, let me out, let me out. Like, I'm even getting the goosebumps talking about this. It kind of makes me sad that I was such a mean sister. She just kept screaming, let me out, let me out. And I was like, well, you know, I ran up to the door, and I was like, well, open the door. Like, it wouldn't open. It was, like, locked. And I told her, I was like, sis, open the door. Let go of the handle. Let it, you know, so I can get you out. And she was screaming at the top of her lungs, and it just, like, it scared me. And I looked back at everybody. I was like, come on, let's get her out. And everybody was kind of looking at me. And so I was like, okay. So I had to, like, kick the door open. And she ran out, and she grabbed me by my waist and just hugged me. And she's like, Nene, there was a guy in there. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's all, he was wearing a mask. He was on the bottom bunk. She said that when she looked over, she, like, looked underneath the bunk bed, and she said she saw the guy with the mask sitting on the bed, like, as if he was waiting for her. And she was in tears, and I got so scared. Like, I went to see, you know, what she was talking about, and there was nobody in the room. Yeah, that's my ghost story. I love you guys, and I have so much more, like, I'm sorry, I'm on my way home from work, and yeah, I got to go get my kid. Thanks, guys. Bye.
So what do you think about that?
Well, I went
poor,
to...
Poor like, sister.
I exactly. Like, I wouldn't be mad at her for doing that to her sister, but I think I did that and more.
I kind of terrorized our younger brother and sister.
And sister. Yeah. I think I did too. So I have zero room to talk.
Like, I do too.
I think I would have... I don't know that I did as much things that would scare them like that as just tell them stories that weren't true. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I did a lot, especially our youngest sister. I told her so many weird stories growing up because she would believe it. And then she would go to mom said that, you know, Carol said that, blah, blah. And I mean, I would have her believe in some shit, and it was, like, kind of funny.
Carol said I was adopted, you know, or whatever. No, you're not a dog.
Or like you were born a dog and then you turned into a little girl.
Okay, I never did that.
That kind of weird. That kind of weird.
No, no. No, that I did not do.
Mom, Carol said I was born a dog. I don't remember if I did that one exactly or not. But it was that kind of strange shit I would tell her. So I get the idea of thinking you're going to do something funny. Her intention was like, this will be funny.
It was.
I think that was the intention. But it turned out to be traumatizing.
Okay, now, a couple things. There seemed to be trouble with the door, and shouldn't have been, because the door lock was broken, and it easily came open.
Yeah.
Like a little bit of wind blew the door open. So the fact that it seemed to not be able to open is strange here, but I've had that happen, you know, where somebody was on one side screaming to open the door, and we're standing there going, we're not holding it. Like, you just open the door. But I know from a fact that it had happened to me as well, that I had tried to open the door and it felt like somebody was holding it. And from the other side. And then finally it gave and nobody was standing there.
Yes.
You know, or like you just go to put your hand on the doorknob and it would start turning back and forth. Mm-hmm. Like someone was on the other side doing that, and I'd grab it and open, but nobody'd be there.
And where we lived, it wasn't like you, like when that would happen and you would get the door open, you could see there was enough mm-hmm. room that they couldn't just step around a corner. There was like mom had a door to her bedroom there, but you could look in there and there would be nobody, you know?
No. And it was a haunted house. Nobody wanted to, we both know we're talking about this creepy upstairs bathroom. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell we both know exactly. And nobody in their right mind is going to be standing in that hall by themselves.
Well, nobody in their right mind went to that bathroom. So it was always an emergency, the reason you were in there.
Yeah, exactly. So there's that. What do you think about her seeing the guy? Do you think there was really an entity or something there, or do you think this was the sister's imagination?
I think it could go either way. I think she was so traumatized and afraid because she couldn't get out that, you know, maybe she did see something, but she's traumatized, can't get out of the room, and she sees something. You know, it's like it could go either way. Because what was keeping her in the room?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm thinking, and I think that they know the sister well enough to know if she was acting or just trying to flip the page and scare them for doing that to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like she was completely traumatized.
Yes.
And the sister feels bad about doing it now, not realizing how.
And I got the feeling she felt bad right away. I was like, oh my God, I just traumatized my little sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think maybe it was for real. I do believe the sister saw something. Now, what she saw or whatever, but something really did.
Something was keeping her in the room. They couldn't get the door open.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802, or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to be a premium subscriber, you don't have any commercials, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, which is pretty massive. You could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.